Blog Talk Radio.
PDA, I want to do a little something for those who thought we lost the edge.
Yeah. I won't be down anymore. I won't be bound anymore. I won't be sad anymore. I won't be had anymore. I won't be told anymore. Yeah, hang down, gotta stay on the floor. Yeah, the floor ain't a place for women. Yeah, staying down ain't the thing for believers. Hope you ain't wishing nothing bad on me. Messing with anointed pedigree. I'ma be the one still. You gon' be the one still. Why the Lord keeps on blessing me? Why the Lord keeps being good to me?
Even when they tell me no, I'ma do it. Even when they say it ain't so,
I'ma do it.
Even if they laugh at me,
I'ma do it.
Even if they pass by me,
I'ma do it.
Even if they hold me back,
I'ma do it.
Even set me up for a time,
I'ma do it.
Right here, second verse, 2 Harvard Studio, turn it up.
Won't be scared anymore. I won't be there anymore. I won't be past anymore. I won't be last anymore. I won't be told anymore. I'm as bad as I was before. Getting bad ain't a place for winners. Nothing good ever comes to a quitter. I'ma
be the one still moving. You'll be the one moving. Hope you ain't wishing nothing bad on me. I'ma be the one still. You gon' be the one still. Why the Lord keeps on blessing me? Why the Lord keeps being good to me?
When they tell me no,
I'ma do it.
Even when they say it ain't so,
I'ma do it.
Even if they laugh at me,
I'ma do it.
Even if they pass by me,
I'ma do it.
Even if they hold me back,
I'ma do it.
Even set me up for a time,
I'ma do it.
Even if my eye can't see it,
I'ma do it.
I'ma trust God and believe it,
I'ma do it.
Bullyproof. Glory to God. Bullyproof is a part of Jesus is Hot magazine. Bullyproof ministers to the bully themselves, those who have been bullied, and to the families of both. This ministry is founded on building. It's founded on encouragement. It's founded on a strive to do what the enemy is trying to tell you that you'll never do. Hallelujah. Bullyproof is a booster from the Word of God. Bullyproof was visioned and orchestrated by God Himself. via Holy Spirit to me. It was birthed actually in 2005. The idea was birthed. The vision was given. The assignment was not particularly clear and specific as it began to be as the years have gone by. I have asked for assistance with this ministry. It almost came to pass, but life happens, and that's understood. Sometimes you have to walk by faith and not by sight, and you have to move alone. Sometimes it's only you and God, and that is perfectly fine with me. Hallelujah. As long as God gets the glory and his kingdom gets the increase, I am much more than satisfied. The scripture that this ministry, Bullyproof, is founded on actually comes from 1 Samuel 17, verses 34 through 17. And before we get started with the scriptures, I want to let you know that our call-in number here, our guest call-in, is area code 347-857-3327. That's area code 347-857-3327. Feel free to call in and let us know how Bullyproof is doing. We may actually have a very special guest calling in to our show this morning. My pastor, Billy Thompson. If you joined us on Jesus is Hot magazine's broadcast yesterday, you heard the introduction of the book that God has written through him. And we're going to learn possibly a little more about that today. And Restoration Records, which is a part of Restoration Multimedia Network. And you will be learning more about those here as well as on Jesus is Hot magazine. But this ministry, Bullyproof, is founded inside of Scripture. And as I stated, it's from 1 Samuel 17, verses 34 through 37. And just to go there really quickly, we're actually going to go back to 1 Samuel 16 so that you can get the full gist of where this comes in. In fact, why don't we just do that? Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 16, and I'll be reading out of the Amplified version of the Bible. If you do not have a Bible handy, it's okay. Simply go to a brand new web page for the internet without coming out of this one, and simply go to BibleGateway.com. That's BibleGateway.com. And go to 1 Samuel 16, and you can go to the Amplified version of the Bible and the choices that they give you in the drop box, and you can simply meet us there. And as time does not permit too much longer of a wait, I'm going to go ahead and begin to read, and you can follow along. 1 Samuel chapter 16, beginning at verse 1. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil. I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons. Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. And invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint for me the one I name to you. Verse 4, and Samuel did what the Lord said and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming. His coming and said, have you come peaceably? And he said, peaceably, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he consecrated Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. Verse 6, when they had come, he looked on Eliab, the eldest son, and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, look not on his appearance or at the height of his stature, for I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. I'm going to read that again. For the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. But Samuel said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Verse 9, then Jesse made Shammah pass by Samuel. Samuel said, nor has the Lord chosen him. Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen any of these. Then he said to Jesse, are all your sons here? Jesse said, there is yet the youngest. He is tending the sheep. Samuel said to Jesse, send for him, for we will not sit down to eat until he is here. Jesse sent and brought him. In verse 12, David had a healthy reddish complexion and beautiful eyes and was fine looking. The Lord said to Samuel, arise, anoint him. This is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. And Samuel arose and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented and troubled him. Saul's servant said to him, behold, an evil spirit from God torments you. Let our Lord now command your servants here before you to find a man who plays skillfully on the lyre. And when the evil spirit from God is upon you, he will play it, and you will be well. Saul told his servants, find me a man who plays well, and bring him to me. One of the young men said, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who plays skillfully, a valiant man, a man of war, prudent in speech, and eloquent, an attractive person, and the Lord is with him. So Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, send me David, your son, who is with the sheep. And Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread, a skin of wine, and a kid, and sent them by David, his son, to Saul. And David came to Saul and served him. Saul became very fond of him, and he became his armor bearer. Verse 22, Saul sent to Jesse, saying, "Let David remain in your service, for he pleases me." And when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, David took a lyre and played it. So Saul was refreshed and became well, and the evil spirit left him. Now the Philistines gathered their armies for battle and were assembled at Socoh, which belongs to Judah, and encamped between Socoh and Azekah, Ephes Damimim. Saul and the men of Israel were encamped in the valley of Elah and drew up in battle array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, with the valley between them. And the champion went out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span, almost 10 feet. And he had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of mail, and the coat weighed 5,000 shekels of bronze. He had bronze shin armor on his legs and a bronze javelin across his shoulders. Verse 7, and the shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam. His spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and a shield bearer went before him. Verse 8, Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves, and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." Verse 10, and the Philistine said, "I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. David was the son of an Ephrathite of Bethlehem in Judah, named Jesse, who had 8 sons. Jesse, in the days of Saul, was old, advanced in years. His 3 eldest sons had followed Saul into battle. Their names were Eliab, the firstborn. Next, Abinadab, and third, Shema. David was the youngest. The 3 eldest followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. Verse 16, the Philistine, morning and evening, presenting himself for 40 days. And Jesse said to David, his son, "Take for your brothers an ephah of this parched grain and these 10 leaves and carry them quickly to your brothers at the camp. Also, take these 10 cheeses to the commander of their 1,000. See how your brothers fare, and bring some token from them." Now Saul and the brothers and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. So David rose up early next morning, left the sheep with a keeper, took the provisions, and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the encampment as the host going forth to the battleground shouted the battle cry, and Israel and the Philistines put the battle in array. Army against army, David left his packages, David left his packages in the care of the baggage keeper and ran into the ranks and came and greeted his brothers. As they talked, behold, Goliath, the champion, the Philistine of Gath, came forth from the Philistine ranks, and the same words as before, and David heard him. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him, terrified. And the Israelites said, "Have you seen this man who has come out? Surely he has come out to defy Israel. And the man who kills him, the king will enrich with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free from taxes and service in Israel." And David said to the men standing by him, "What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he shall defy the armies of the living God?" And the men told him, "This shall it be done for the man who kills him." Now Eliab, his eldest brother, heard what he said to the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, "Why did you come here? With whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your presumption and evilness of heart, for you came down that you might see the battle." Verse 29, and David said, "What have I done now? Was it not a harmless question?" And David turned away from Eliab to another, and he asked the same question. And again, the men gave him the same answer. When David's words were heard, they were repeated to Saul, and he sent for him. Verse 32, David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of this Philistine. Your servant will go out and fight with him." And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go to fight against this Philistine. You are only an adolescent, and he has been a warrior from his youth." Verse 34. And David said to Saul, "Your servant kept his father's sheep. And when there came a lion or again a bear and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and smote it and delivered the lamb out of its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and smote it and killed it." Verse 36, "Your servant killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God." Verse 37, David said to the Lord, "The Lord who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of his Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go and the Lord be with you." Then Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a bronze helmet on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. Verse 39, and David girded his sword over his armor. Then he tried to go, but could not, for he was not used to it. And David said to Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I am not used to them." And David took them off. Verse 40, Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in his shepherd's lunch bag, a whole kid's skin slung from his shoulder, and his pouch and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near the Philistine. Verse 41, the Philistine came on and drew near to David, the man who bore the shield going before him. And when the Philistine looked around and saw David, he scorned and despised him, for he was but an adolescent with a healthy reddish color and a fair face. And the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you should come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." Then said David to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the ranks of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you and cut off your head." And I will smite you and cut off your head, and I will give the corpses of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, but the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Verse 48, when the Philistine came forward to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David put his hand into his bag and took out a stone and slung it, and it struck the Philistine, sinking into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth. Verse 50, so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and struck down the Philistine and slew him, but no sword was in David's hand. So he ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of his sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their mighty champion was dead, they fled. And the men of Israel and Judah rose with a shout and pursued the Philistines as far as Gath and the gates of Ekron. So the wounded Philistines fell along the way from Shearim as far as Gath and Ekron. The Israelites returned from their pursuit of the Philistines and plundered their tents. David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. When Saul saw David go out against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the captain of the host, "Abner, whose son is this youth?" And Abner said, "As your soul lives, O king, I cannot tell." And the king said, "Inquire whose son the stripling is." When David returned from killing Goliath the Philistine, Abner brought him before Saul and the head of the Philistine with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, "Whose son are you, young man?" And David answered, "I am the son of your servant Jesse of Bethlehem." Glory to God. And that is the end of chapter 17. And this actually concludes our bullyproof teaching and broadcast for today. However, you can go back into the archives of this broadcast today in about 15 or 20 minutes from now, and you can revisit all that we have gone over, okay, and where this ministry vision has come from in the Word of God. As you can hear, we have a guest on today, which is my granddaughter, and she's a little hungry now, so this broadcast is kind of ending in time for her. We will meet again next week, and we will actually be meeting next Saturday on this broadcast, and we will meet again at 11 a.m. So I want you to stay tuned. I want you to go back into the archives. If you can join us for our next Jesus is Hot magazine episode, which is June the 4th, right here on Blog Talk Radio, we will continue on in a book that we are reading entitled Your First Offering by Billy Thompson, who also happens to be my pastor. And we will be introducing more and talking more about Restoration Records. So I want you to stay tuned for these upcoming broadcasts. And I'm going to try to get Pastor Thompson on that Saturday as well, and I may have to adjust the times. If I do, that information will be on our Bullyproof website at facebook.com. Okay, we are on Facebook, so simply go to Bullyproof and you will find us on Facebook. Bullyproof, one word, all caps, on Facebook. Okay? So thank you so very much for joining us today. And as Nailani and I depart ways with you, I praise God for your presence with us today. Father, we thank you for your presence in and during this broadcast. It is because of you that these broadcasts are going forth. They're to increase your kingdom and to increase those you have called into it. We thank you, Lord God, for sending those from the north, the south, the east, and the west to partake in this Bullyproof ministry, which will be a movement for the kingdom of God upon this earth, to go into schools and to the highways and the byways, to dismiss this bully spirit once and for all. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all as you go forth in your days today. And remember to go back into the archives of the broadcast. And stay tuned, because this is just the beginning of Bullyproof. Love you much.